Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Okay, we were talking about some Italians last week,
yep.
And I kind of like that theme.
You inspired me. Hugh.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful thing, but you've taken it in a slightly different direction. You're really looking for wines for outdoor grilling.
That's right. Could it be that the Italians invented al fresco dining? I don't know. It may well be. But, yeah, we are grilling a lot of food this year. And you want to have big, juicy red wine to go with. And if you have a lot of tannin in that wine, it doesn't matter because the steak is going to gobble up the tannin.
Oh,
it's going to be really nice. And also, there's some really nice white wines that go well with grilled food. So I have three things I'm going to talk about today. The first two are from Illuminati, and they're Montepulciano d'Abruzzos.
Okay.
The first one is the Ripporoso, which is their kind of entry level, $15. 2016 is the vintage.
I've had this. This is a really good one.
It is. This wine I had with steak, and it really, really worked because it's a medium body wine, tannic and deep. The aroma is really quite earthy with intermingled dark sour cherry and cassis. The acidity and the tannin form quite a bit of structure. And it's the presence of protein that really makes this work. So, you know, protein works off of tannin, and
right.
it just was delicious.
So better with the steak than without.
Much better. Some red wines you don't want to necessarily have by themselves.
They've
got to have something with them. $15 for that.
That's
a good deal. Let's kick it up a notch. For their Reserva, and this is actually a Reserva that I think merits the distinction.
Hmm.
$20 for this. This is their Illico Reserva Montepulciano d'Abruzzo from Illuminati, and this is a wine that I think was really built for the long term. It's firm with good tannins and deep fruit that will develop over time. I'm certain of it. The wine is inky dark. The aromas are loaded with dark currant and earthy oak tones and a touch of plum. And if you take a sip, you're going to see that it's a really tight, classy wine. The flavors repeat the aroma, which is always nice. And it does feature a good amount of tannin also. So again, throw a big old steak on the grill or, you know, a pork chop or something, and you'll be doing yourself really well. There's a white wine that's produced in Italy that I've become just inordinately fond of, and that's called Vermentino.
Ah, me too.
I get it every chance I can. It's a big white wine. It may be one of the biggest white wines out there, and it has a ton of flavor to it. So it's something that if I was going to have a nice grilled piece of tuna or something, I wouldn't hesitate to have a Vermentino with it.
Mm-hmm.
I love its combination of richness and dryness, its full body, and the subtlety you can get with it. This is the Lunai Vermentino. It looks like the moon,
mm-hmm.
Lunai. Colli di Luni, $25, a bit pricey, but man, I tell you what, this is a good dinner wine. The aroma is fresh and intriguing. There's kind of like a warm straw, papaya, and lemon. And then the flavors center on tart lemon, a fleshy honeydew melon, and strong minerality that you often get in Vermentino. The wine finishes with a strong burst of acidity that really seals the deal. It's so good, and it'll go with so many things that come off the grill. I highly recommend it. We're going to put these on the website so people can look them up and order them right off the website. It's a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.